Good afternoon, guys. Say goodbye to BRICS or say goodbye to America. This is the ultimatum that President Trump issued today to the BRICS members. The BRICS members, if you don't know what BRICS is a kind of alliance to it's a kind of a commercial alliance. It came on June 2012. They pledged about $75 billion to boosting lending power to international monetary fund like the IMF, and it's like those countries. They basically five countries. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India. C is for C is for China, of course, China, and S is for South Africa. So BRICS is Brazil, India, Russia, China, and South Africa. Those are the five nations, the founding member of BRICS. And BRICS is, as I said before, an alliance of power, alliance of financial alliance to let's say to beat the dollar, the US dollar. So basically those countries, they are fed up to use US dollars for anything, for commercial. You know, officially in the world, everybody use US dollars because the USA was the most powerful financial trade market, and still is, because everything basically trades in US dollars. All the trades, all the stock funding and stuff like that, the dollar, just like the English, the dollar is the international language for business transactions. So BRICS, the BRICS members, founders, those five countries, they were fed up to trade their local money into US dollar in order to do some trading. Just like the euro, that basically the BRICS is in a way the same idea behind the euro. You know, like a few years ago, some countries of Europe and some very influential people in the world of business, they lobbied basically their idea of a single money for all over Europe, and they succeeded basically about over 20 years ago. A lot of countries in Europe, they started to, I mean, they renounced to their local money, local currency, and they adopted a common currency that goes by the name of euro. But as you can see, and as you all know, if you're not aware of it, it may be a sensational news for you, but euro is collapsing. When I say collapsing, a lot of countries are getting out of euro. Okay, so this is just to give you an example of what BRICS is. BRICS is a currency. Actually, there's not a currency that has been adopted or created yet by BRICS, but it's the same idea of a bunch of countries coming out together to form like a one powerful force, economy force, to challenge, to tackle the dollar. So today, why I'm talking about BRICS, it's just, as you can see in the title, say goodbye to BRICS or say goodbye to America. This is the ultimatum that President Trump issued today. And the idea that the BRICS countries are trying to move away from the dollar while we stand by and watch is over. This is Donald Trump tweets. We require a commitment from these countries that they will neither create a new BRICS currency, so there is a BRICS currency right now, nor back any other currency to replace the mighty the mighty US dollar. This is President Trump. He couldn't say, he couldn't just say the US dollar. He said the mighty US dollar. He has to use the word mighty US dollar, or they will face 100% tariffs. So the tax will be 100% on and should expect to say goodbye to selling into the wonderful US economy. Okay. They can go find another sucker. There is no chance that the BRICS will replace the US dollar in international trade, and any country that tries should wave goodbye to America. So President Trump, his mind is set. No more BRICS. If you print or if you create another single BRICS currency, you will not trade again with America. So the question is today, can Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, can they afford to lose the US market? Can a country like Brazil afford to shut down its market, its coffee market to the US, cocoa market, tires, they sell tires. Actually, the trade between the US and Brazil worth trillions and trillions of dollars. Let's not forget, let's not even talk about Russia, and let's not forget that Brazil is also part of another trade group with Argentina and Chile. And Brazil, things are going good, are doing great in China, and not in China, in Chile. But in Argentina is starting to, they just had a new president, and Argentina has some issues a lot of issues recently with their economy. Things are not going well in Argentina. So yes, Brazil could still trade with Chile and Argentina and other small countries in South America, like Uruguay and Colombia. But those countries, they're not even close to the trade, to the amount of goods that Brazil trades with the US. So can Brazil afford to lose the US? I don't think so. Can a country like Russia, let's not even talk about Russia. Russia, who sells gas, supplement for agriculture and stuff like that. They sell, they do a lot of trading with the United States of America. It's simply a no-go for Russia to lose America as a partner. Let's not even talk about India with all the technology they're selling, with all those call centers from the US, from US companies, call centers from the US that are well established in India for decades now. They will all close, so which means a lot of job lost in India. Let's not even talk about a country like South Africa. South Africa is a small player, doesn't even weigh on the balance. So all those countries, the BRICS, I'm begging and I'm willing to bet also, I'm begging them, do not go that way. If they go that way, they will hit a wall and it's gonna be a very, very hard fall for them. And it's gonna create more chaos in the world, because if they let their ego take over and keep on producing bricks, keep on fueling that idea that they can lose US and redirect the trades to another market, it's not possible. They will lose badly. So USA is the international turning table for the economy of the world. It's like the engine of the economy of the world. You cannot afford to lose that partner. So which means BRICS will soon be over. You will see what's going to happen in the next days. People will start, you know, they pledge about $75 trillion into the BRICS. You will see in the upcoming days, people will start, those members, they will start to withdraw from their pledge. They will start to slow down their money injection into that project, the BRICS project. And they will start to suspend receiving new applications, because we're talking about US. Remember when in the first term of President Trump, and a country like China was trading with Iran, and President Trump wanted to give like some US economic embargo, a sort of embargo on Iran, and they asked China to suspend in every single trade with Iran. China refused, and President Trump said specifically to Chinese, if you trade with Iran, you will not trade with America again. And what happened? Remember what happened? China was in the obligation, had no choice. They cut off their ties with they cut off the ties with Iran, and Iran had to find other partners to trade. This is how powerful America is, and this is how President Trump trades or deals with his partners. So I am predicted the end of BRICS by the end of this year. See you tomorrow, guys.